Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. We are talking about seeing the gospel come alive in our everyday moments this month. And today it's when I'm separating squabblers. How many times a day do you feel like you are separating people who squabble at each other, who fuss and fight, argue, maybe insult one another? Maybe all they do right now, they're young, so all they can do is snatch toys and kind of screech at one another. But you feel like the human separator. You're just constantly pulling them apart and saying, stop. If that's you, let's see the gospel come alive in this space. The first piece of hope I want to give to you is I just want to draw your attention to the truth that Jesus encountered squabblers too in his 12 disciples. Not just even one time. Actually, there's distinct spaces in time where these disciples fought with one another. We see it when James and John come to Jesus in Mark and they say, listen, we want to sit one on each side of you in glory. Like, we feel like we're the greatest, and so we should sit one on your right and one on your left. Those would be the seats assigned to the closest and most important. So they're jostling for position in the dynamics of the disciples. And Jesus very patiently asks them questions, discerning questions. And in essence, the answers of those questions help show the landscape of their heart. And he speaks to that. And immediately when all the other disciples hear what Jesus is talking about with James and John, it says in scripture that they were indignant. So now they're in the fight. Now they're fussing because they can't even believe that these other guys would have asked this stuff. How could they? They're so rude. You can just imagine, can't you? Can't you hear it in the dynamics of your family? And yet Jesus patiently redirects his disciples back to truth, back to who he is, back to what his mission is. And he brings them encouragement, actually. But then there's another time. And so this is another time. It's found in Luke 9. And this is, it says, an argument arose among them, meaning all the disciples, as to who was the greatest. And Jesus uses a word picture. He takes a little small child, places him in front of them, and says, whoever receives a child in my name receives me. Whoever receives me receives him who sent me. It is the one who is the least among you. That is the one who is the greatest. So that's Luke 9. And if that's not even enough squabbling, then we actually see the literally in Luke 22, it's literally the same argument again. Who's going to be the greatest? Now, the truth is, our children, that is the underlying sinful tendency of all fights in your home. It's just power. Who's going to have the power? Who's going to be right? Who's going to be wrong? Who's going to get the toy? Who loses the toy? Who gets to be first? Who gets the best of, like, I don't care what your squabble is. It's a power struggle. So my first encouragement to you is when you're encountering this, and it's happening in your home, take a beat, sit with Jesus for just one moment, go, you know, you dealt with this while you walked this earth, Lord Jesus. Show me how to walk with these children in a way that will call them forward into unity with each other and into the great purpose you have designed for them for kingdom life, right? Because we want to be reflecting what it means to be a follower of Christ. And what it means to be a follower of Christ in terms of unity is spelled out in passages like Ephesians 4, verse 1, where it says, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Okay, well, none of that is happening in my home when my kids are fussing and fighting with each other. In fact, I really struggle with even responding this way. I mean, when squabbles begin to happen, you know, temperatures change in a home when there's a lot of fussing. So you can be having the greatest beginning of your day. Maybe you had like the best quiet time before your kids got up and you're just like, just gospel praise music is on and you're just like, this can be the best day. And that first little fussy kid gets up and then fusses with the next one that wakes up. And like all of a sudden you were jamming with Jesus and now you're like ready to throw down with your kids, right? It's really hard for us to understand that we are called to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which we've been called. It's hard for us to abide with Christ enough so that the Holy Spirit is pushing out of us, helping bloom inside of us humility and gentleness and the love so we can bear with these kids. And only when those fruits are coming, then would it ever be that we would be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit. So I want you to hear me when I say this. The gospel is for you when your kids are fighting, but there is a perspective that we need to work to have in those moments. The first perspective is, number one, this is not something new. This is common to man. So a lie that will creep into my life and into my heart is, your kids are the only ones who do this or who are this bad or this mean to each other or this, I don't know, fill in the blank. That's a lie. The disciples were terrible. And Jesus had to deal with them, right? Number two, the second part of perspective is we want to tie ourselves into the vine. Ourselves, you and me. We cannot force any of our kids to abide in Jesus Christ, but we absolutely can make the choice to choose to abide. So when that morning comes and you've all of a sudden moved in your attitude from jamming with Jesus to ready to duke it out with one of your kids, you need to hit pause. And you need to go back and remember the calling to which you have been called, to walk in a manner worthy of that calling. And you haven't been called to be a perfect mom. And you haven't been called to get it all right all the time. You have been called to be surrendered. And when we're surrendered to the Holy Spirit, then He is able to bloom out of us the humility and the gentleness and the ability to bear with this child in love and the wisdom to know how to promote unity in the Spirit in this moment. Because we are tied to the one who provides all of that. So we need perspective before we can step into the squabbling, because you need to understand I am like a match. I am very easily lit. So I have to be very careful that my match is soaked in the Spirit. I'm just dripping Spirit in order to be able to engage in fights and squabbles. And that may be your truth for today too, is you need a lot of soaking time in the Spirit, especially if you're listening to this and it's already been rough. How do we get soaking time in the Spirit? Turn on your worship music. Get in front of Scripture like Ephesians 4, 1 through 3, and begin to say, Holy Spirit, show me how to walk with you, that I may bloom and blossom gentleness, humility, and love for all these little sinners who live inside of my home. Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood, as if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you? Or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations. Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this 6-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths. not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but Mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel, and watch what God does as He changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible Study. Grab the link in our show notes, join me over the next 6 weeks, and journey with Jesus as He changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand His gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our faith, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that He is growing you in Him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.